family-owned business will meet or exceed your expectations. Stop by and see Jeff or Brady at MRSK Buildings, 2604 West Highway 50 in Emporia, across from Bluestem. MRSK Buildings, our business is your building.
KBOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Thursday morning, the 4th of January, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by 60th District State Representative Mark Schreiber of Emporia. Yeah, the legislature in Topeka, and back at it coming up this coming Monday. Mark, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Doing good. Thanks for taking some time to join us. We appreciate that. As always, well, it's about game time, Mark, and let's kick things off here, talk about maybe some of the things that will be at the top of the list, and it's a long list, as it generally is, heading into the session, but I think top of mind for a lot of folks is Medicaid and the chances of seeing that gain some traction this year. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I'm always hopeful. I'm kind of an optimist on this issue, but the reality is our House and Senate leadership are really dug in opposition to passage of it and to even bring it up for a debate. And so I don't see a path forward right now. But, you know, the session always has a few turns in it. And, you know, the governor has been out across the state pushing for it, educating people about it. And so, you know, I always hold out hope, but the chances are kind of slim.
Well, and it seems like there's more support now more than ever, Mark, for Medicaid passage. Would you concur with that? I mean, just generally?
Yes, and it's been there for a few years from various surveys. I think Fort Hays State publishes a survey about this periodically, and the majority surveyed support it, and you know, I think businesses are starting to see the advantages of it. You know, the governor was here a few weeks ago at Emporia Child Care, and you know, just having that availability of access to health insurance by their workers is an important factor in keeping their workers employed there.
In 60th District, State Representative Mark Schreiber with us on our legislative preview, KVOE. It is 7:23, 28 degrees. Mark, what have you been hearing from your constituents the most top of mind there as far as, you know, the break now heading into the session? What are the major concern or concerns of your constituents here?
Well, I think the one, and because it's probably so recent, back on December 20th when our property taxes were due, you know, people are really concerned on that. And there have been some issues or proposals in the legislature about how to relieve some of that pain of these increasing property taxes. And there'll be several that come forth. I don't know which ones we'll actually get to vote on, but I think that's going to be kind of top of mind, along with just general tax reform. You know, we have such a large ending balance now that there's some opportunities there. But I think it all goes back to property tax. And really, I mean, since I've been at the Capitol, not just as a legislator, but in my former career as well, property taxes have always been kind of the most despised kind of tax, and I think people are looking for some relief there.
Well, there's only so much you can do in the state legislature, correct? This is really not
right.
This is something that is totally local, you know, for the most part. So
right, that's right. Yeah, it's all based on you know, local valuations, yeah, and so forth. And there, you know, people talk about capping valuations. Well, that just distorts the whole process and doesn't do what people think it might do. It might feel good to pass something like that, but in the end, it's not going to do what is needed. You know, it goes back to local budgets and funding those through the, you know, primarily through property taxes. So as those budgets increase, you know, based on increased cost of running local governments, then the amount of revenue needed rises as well. So it's part of that local process.
Well, budgetarily, you know, the state of Kansas right now in pretty doggone good shape, a surplus of what, over $4 billion, I believe, is what Senator Longbine told us yesterday morning.
Yep.
So,
$1.2 billion.
Yeah. What about, you mentioned this briefly, Mark, but what about tax reform? This is something that the governor said she is not willing to look at. Can we see any movement there, do you think?
I think there's going to be more chances to vote on something related to income tax there. We had a single rate plan last session that didn't get through, but there might be some modifications on that one just to see if we can get that through. But I think it's still a work in progress to see what can be done. Because we're still collecting a lot of money, and like you said, our ending balance is strong. I think it's around $2.6 billion, and the rainy day fund's about $1.5, $1.6, I believe. So it's we're in a pretty good financial shape. The issue I keep looking at is what it does downstream, you know, in future years to revenue. We don't want to, you know, cut off the revenue stream so much that we get down into a situation where we were a decade ago and just have a few hundred dollars left in the bank at the end of June.
You know, $4.2 billion is a lot of money, but you'd be surprised how fast that can go. It really can. It really is.
Especially when you're trying to run a whole state.
You know, so I know, you know, financially, I'm sure there are a lot of states that are very envious with the situation budgetarily that the state of Kansas is in right now. But that brings to the legislature a lot of lobbying, not as if you did not see a lot of lobbyists before, Mark, but there are a lot of organizations and worthy organizations that are looking for dollars. You expect that trend to continue?
Oh, yes. Yeah. There's a lot of good causes, good reasons to support different organizations. It's just a matter of sustainability down the road. You know, it'd be easy to just hand it out all in 1 or 2 years, but that's really not fiscal responsibility. So, you know, we have to kind of gauge each one and work on a comprehensive plan that keeps us solvent and moving forward. But there's going to be a number of issues. Some of these we've bypassed funding some issues for a number of years, and we need to return and in my opinion fund those again like we are statutorily required to. And one of those is special education in K-12. We've not done our job there, and now that we have money for it, I think that's a high priority for me.
So could higher ed be seeing a little bit of a bump this year?
It could. I think there's a lot of good that's coming out of higher ed and tech ed as well. And I think the legislature is interested in hearing this, what's going on. They've been interested in what's going on in Emporia State and the other universities. So I think there's an opportunity there. And because I think we do need a strong educational system here if we're going to continue to bring in large manufacturers like Panasonic or Integra down in Wichita. It's just critical for the viability here in the state.
I want to get to your committees in just a second, Mark, but I know that the governor had recently said that she is planning on spending a significant amount of dollars, political capital on water and the water woes that we're seeing specifically in western Kansas. Not that that could come downstream here, but there are some serious water issues, Mark, that do you think need to be dealt with?
Oh, yes. Yeah. we just scratched the surface this last session. We have a water committee in the House chaired by Jim Menix, who's a farmer out by Scott City. And as you may know, that you know, I grew up out in Garden City, so I'm very familiar with this issue in that area. Jim has been working really hard on this issue. He's, you know, boots on the ground, literally out there, and he's not trying to, you know, eat the elephant all in one bite. He's taking in steps, and he's got more to do there, and he realizes it. But there's definitely some changes there needed. Speaking on the eastern half of the state, then, our reservoirs are also in need of some mediation, so to speak, in that they're starting to silt in, which reduces their capacity for holding water, and that needs to be addressed. It's not necessarily just going in and dredging them. That we had a pilot project at John Redmond a few years ago, but you know, upstream too, to make sure the soil doesn't get into the water in the first place.
In 60th District, State Representative Mark Schreiber with us here on KVOE Legislative Preview. The legislative session begins Monday in Topeka. So what committees, same committees as last year, Mark?
Same committees. Legislature Modernization is a new one. Then Energy, Utilities, Telecommunications. I've been on since I've been in the House. Education, and then Judiciary. So pretty full schedule.
Indeed, as always. So anything we need to be looking for, Mark? We talked about kind of the top of the list maybe, but some other things that you want to address and see move forward during this session?
Yeah, I think not necessarily I want to see it move forward, but I think there's been talk over the last few years about electric rates, and this, of course, some I'm real familiar with.
Yeah.
There seems to be kind of a chorus of folks that keep talking about high rates in Kansas and so forth compared to our regional neighbors. And depending on which month you look at, that could be right or it could be wrong. But what worries me the most is that the talk seems to be implying that we need to move to a deregulated environment for our electric industry. And to me, I was involved in this issue back in the 90s when it first surfaced. And really what it is more or less, it's being pushed a lot by some large industrial customers that would like to be able to go out on the open market and bid on their own electricity and maybe save, you know, a quarter cent a kilowatt hour on their load. But really for residential and small commercial that don't have that kind of market power, it really doesn't help them any. And so it's one of those issues that I'd hate to see resurface, but I'm not too surprised that things, you know, they never die up there. They just take a while and then they come back around again. So this is what I just sense that this is what's coming, and this is something I'm going to be interested in and hopefully prevent it from happening. But we'll see how that goes. But rates are always a prime interest because everybody pays them every month, and we need to pay attention to them.
Well, we appreciate your time as always, Mark. This is an election year, so, Mark, that can tend to alter some decision-making by some of our lawmakers. Yeah. Would you concur with that?
Yeah.
Could be a little bit different.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. It's always an interesting time. Sometimes the process speeds up a little bit so we can get out and start campaigning. But I think it'll be an interesting session because there's still a lot on the table that we need to deal with. And, you know, elections always play into that in one way or another.
So will you be running again, Mark?
Yes, I haven't filed yet just because I haven't been around in Topeka much so, but I'll be up there next week, and I'm not sure I'll get across the street, but it'll be fairly soon.
All right. Well, Marcus, always, hey, we appreciate your time, and you're always available to us to keep everybody informed on activities in the legislature. We appreciate it very much, and I know that we will be in touch here over the next few months.
Well, I look forward to that, and as always, I appreciate KVOE doing what they do to keep everybody informed out there. You're doing a great job, and that's greatly appreciated.
Mark, thanks. Happy New Year.
Thanks, Mark.
Okay, Happy New Year. Take care, guys.
Yeah, 60th District State Representative Mark Schreiber. Legislative preview on our primetime newsmaker this morning, Tegan.
Absolutely, and don't forget, we have another legislative preview coming up at 8:40 this morning. Our Newsmaker 3 segment will be joined by 76th District Representative Eric Smith of Burlington. And, of course, tomorrow on our primetime Newsmaker, we'll be joined by Emporia Arts Center Director Don Young.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah.
And our Newsmaker this morning brought to you by MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges today, 620-340-7732. That's MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Jeff Hodges, 340-7732. 736, fog, clouds, 27 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Emporia's Radio Stations is seeking the right person to add to our sales team. If you're self-motivated and would enjoy helping our clients grow their business, we'd like to talk to you. The